You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Thursday afternoon. Mike Tenora now joins us from T-Storm Weather. Good afternoon to you, Mike.
Hi, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Farmers in the Midwest have had a bit of rainfall, not a lot, but enough to slow them down, though I suspect they're going to have some open weather for a while. Can you tell me what we've had and what we can expect?
Well, we've seen most of the rain this week in the western third of the Corn Belt and then into adjacent areas of the plains. This area is also receiving rain today and will receive a little bit more tonight. So we've been seeing rain in the same area throughout the week, and most of that having fallen to the west of Illinois, though of course we did see some rainfall overnight. In the bigger picture though, as we go forward, we're not going to see much in the way of rainfall once we get into tomorrow. All of the rain will pretty much end across the Corn Belt tomorrow morning, and that will leave us in a dry and mild period going forward. We don't think there will be very much rain at all starting up tomorrow and then lasting 5 to 7 days across most of the central U.S. So there will be a large-scale harvesting and planting window coming up, especially in the areas that didn't see any rain this week.
Quickly, South America, what kind of conditions as they begin their growing season?
Everything there has been going fairly well. We've seen some wet periods. We've seen some dry periods. We see the rainy season beginning in the northern soybean areas of Brazil, and we look for all of this to continue with more mixed weather. And mixed weather is kind of what you would like to have right now because it is planting season for corn, soybeans, and sunflower. So a little bit of rain, a little bit of drying, and you put that together. That's a great way to start your growing season. And on top of that, the wheat in that region is also receiving a little bit of rain. Maybe a little bit more would be ideal, but all in all, it's hard to draw up too many problems in South America at the moment.
And finally, for this Thursday, we'd better check in on Hurricane Matthew.
Hurricane Matthew is a dangerous system, currently rated as a Category 4 out of 5, and winds are sustained at 140 miles an hour near the core of that system. The real problem with it, more than anything, is the path that it's expected to take. It's located currently about 150 miles to the southeast of West Palm Beach, Florida, and is moving that direction. It will eventually make landfall later tonight, either as a direct strike or an indirect strike to the north of Palm Beach by around 30 to 40 miles. After that, it moves due north along the coastline and eventually restrikes the United States somewhere around the Georgia-South Carolina border on Saturday. So we're talking about two major strikes of the same hurricane, and it will also move along a highly densely populated area, primarily along and east of Interstate 95 from central Florida all the way into parts of South Carolina. That's not the track you would ever want to see a hurricane follow, especially one that is as strong as this. There'll be a lot of damage in that area, and it's fairly unfortunate for a lot of coastal communities, again, primarily from West Palm Beach onto the north, all the way into parts of the South Carolina area.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Mike Tenora, of course, is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason.